Hello, and welcome to Say It With Your Chest, the Candid Opinions podcast by your one and only host for now, Stephen Finesse Fasonye. We're in the month of love, and we've been talking about love. And this week, we'll be talking about navigating the dating complex, or the dating complex. Like a scary vampire movie. Why are we talking about this? I've had quite a lot of friends who can't really understand why their dating experience was either tragic or didn't work out or was a bit adventurous, but in a terrible way, like in a tiring way. Why couldn't we just be compatible, like they say? What's the issue? Why is the compatibility not easy at the beginning? Why does it have some friction? I'm about to share my candid opinions with you about that. So first of all, one of the reasons why it might not work is probably social status and exposure. You might be thinking to yourself, why? I probably meet someone in like a general place, like a general community, say church, a hall of learning, like the university. And I mean, we are all made to look like, we are all made to understand that all hands are equal or all fingers are equal in that kind of place. They're technically not, but you just need to understand that. See, don't think of yourself more than you ought to. You don't know who the next person beside you will be in the future. However, yes, it's been taught to them, but people digest food differently. It's the same way people are going to digest this differently. So it's going to take time. And while people are going through that retraining, they still might still perceive people they meet based on the social status and exposure they've known since they were kids. So for instance, things like how you smell, things like what you wear, things like how you speak, those things really affect people, how you carry yourself, your charisma. So you might have wondered, wow, you know, this might be making sense to you now. Oh, is this possible? Yes, it is. I remember once upon a time I met a lady and she was dressed in a funny way. And I caught myself doing this thing where I was like, oh, nah, man, why is she doing that? What's the meaning of this dressing? Why? Right. And I just caught myself and said, you know what, you can't be doing this. Man, I still was not going to do it anyway. However, exposure, I think I'd been exposed way beyond that kind of dressing. I don't think I would want to go out with someone and be caught with the person wearing that, right? So exposure is something, social status, you might just not be of their level, at their social status, and well, that's fine. You didn't kill anybody, right? You are here and you're doing your best. Next off is exposure or sophistication, as I call it. Sometimes you're not probably, it's not, you don't have the money for perfume, or probably the money to wear makeup, or like again, probably the money for jewelry, accessories, nice shoes, you know. It's fine. Don't kill yourself about it. Just do your best. If people reject you, well, keep on moving. Carry your head high. And if you're the person with the stash of cash and you don't mind throwing it at someone you love, a piece of advice, don't throw the money in such a way that the person feels like you're trying to make them, you're trying to make the recipients of your gifts into a version suitable for you, the giver. Instead, give it just as a gift, like, oh, I think you look better in this. And they have the right to accept it or reject it. I mean, it's a gift. However, you have to also communicate that you want the best for them, not just for yourself. And I think whenever people discern that, oh, this person is interested in me, oh my God, they'd probably jump on it. Well, sometimes people might not, because they're like, receiving your money. I want nothing to do with your money. I'm fine by myself. That is another toxic situation I think you should run from if you can't be patient with it. Another thing, another reason why is why the navigating the dating complex might be difficult is what are called priorities. Priorities and probably a level of comfort. So someone is just fresh out of high school and probably not staying in their parents' house. The person is trying to make ends meet, his hustling. You're not going to tell that kind of person to. You're not going to say, oh, I'm interested in you, I really like you, or a lady telling a guy that, and you expect him sometimes to listen. His eyes are focused on something else, right? And there might be someone else, maybe a lady who is probably 22, finishes school, has a stash of cash, probably family inheritance or business, her own business. Right, people can have that money from a business, and she's like, oh well, what am I waiting for? I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to start dating. Where's my spec at? Where's the catch? Who's the person? And it's sometimes priorities might differ just because of the level of comfort of the individual with the priorities. So you might be wondering why it's been so difficult for this person to look in your direction, this person that is your friend, and probably say yes to your proposal for dating, or for this lady to just say, oh, now I'm interested. They just might not be in the same headspace as you are. They might be going through other things that are demanding more attention, and they just might not be able to invest in a relationship. My advice, well, this is the Candid Opinion podcast, or my opinion. Whenever you meet people like that, be their friend and don't push it. If you do, yeah, you might get what you want, but you might just come back 2 months after to hear stuff like, I'm not feeling it. Feeling what are you not feeling? You're not feeling the relationship, and it's just going to crash. And sometimes you might tell yourself, you might notice much after that, oh, the person that told you, oh, I'm not interested, probably gets into something with someone else. And yeah, it's probably because they have a crush on the person, right? But take this illustration. Oh, I don't know how to drive yet, but then I see this fine Lamborghini, it's attractive to me. Oh, I see this fine Porsche. I love cars. And so you just go in and you press the ignition and you just hit the accelerate, and probably you go jam, they can't scatter it, right? I'm just saying that, yes, they might be interested in someone else, go out with the person. But if they don't know how to navigate a relationship, it's still going to crash. So if they are not in that headspace at that time, they're still not going to work out. So don't try to push them. Another reason why might just be the cultural context or the cultural ideologies. So for instance, you're someone who believes in dating with a purpose to get married, and probably you meet someone who is from a context where you just date and see how it goes, and it can go for 9 years, and then after a while, like, okay, let's get married. Or you're someone from a cultural context who believes that sex should not be offered while dating, it should be kept till married. And then you meet someone who believes that, oh my God, what are we waiting for? Once you say you love me, I kiss you, you kiss me, and we get dirty. And it just might not work because you have two opposing cultural contexts, ideologies, and beliefs. My hot take or my hot candid opinion on this, I'm a believer, a Christian, and this is not to say, oh my God, why are you doing this? It should not be. However, you should also be thoughtful before you act. And this is not a sarcastic way of saying you're not thinking, not at all. There's a theory called the theory of design where people believe that nothing existed by accident, right? So if nothing existed by accident, if you believe that you can date for as long as you want, say 11 years, or you can hold such a belief as, oh, once you love someone, once you start dating them, you can just have sex as much as you want. Why not check why marriages existed in the first place and be objective about your search? Does marriage have a higher purpose? Does it imitate something higher? It's something to ask. It just might not be about sexual gratification. It might be more than that. And one thing you will do yourself or that will do you good is, you hear this, your first reflex shouldn't be to argue with me. Your first reflex should be to go study this or to go be objective and check this out. Do your research. Yeah. Another reason why might just be why. Another reason why might just be the age construct of the person you are interested in or the person who's interested in you. Because of their age and probably the amount of financial stability that they possess, it might affect how they navigate a relationship with you. So for instance, when I was much younger, like 21, 22, yeah, I liked someone. I really did. It was something for me. However, I wasn't in that headspace to date with the idea of getting married. I just could not see it happening. In all honesty, I loved the person. At least I cared for the person, and I was willing to invest my resources. But my resources had a market cap. They had a cap, and I couldn't extend it beyond that. So we couldn't even do like the major. We couldn't even go on dates. It was just impossible because I was still finding it extremely difficult to take care of my own self. Now think of taking care of another person. So it might be turbulent for both parties in the relationship just because of where each other's at because of their age, because maybe at that time you meet them, they're just probably starting out their adult life and they have to get life figured. So that's why someone might, even if they want to be invested, they just can't be because they probably are limited in resources needed for a relationship to survive. Another reason you might have turbulence is people's career goals or their goals. If you work with people who, or if someone you are with is probably in the financial sector or the oil and gas sector or the tech sector, you're going to notice that if these people are really committed to what they do, they might have to make extra effort. And many of these people have a theory where they just see stuff like, you know what, I'm going to put my head in my career for this amount of time. And after this amount of time or this amount of years, then I'd be open to a relationship. I want to be at this particular part in my life or in my career before I can say, oh, I'm open to one. And it's almost difficult to change their minds because they are vested into that. It means a lot to them. And you can't fault them. I mean, it's a desire, and it's not like it's bad or anything. However, what's one thing you can do for these people? So for instance, in the financial sector, almost any lady will want to be the Christine Lagarde of their time. What will the guys want to be? I don't know. But then Christine Lagarde is such a beautiful example for them. Okonjo-Iweala to this is also a nice example. But anyone in the financial sector won't want to be like these people. And these people never did it alone. I mean, like, they never got to where they were alone. So one thing you can do, whether you are the male or female in this party, is be there for them. Let it not just be about what you can get, but what you can also contribute. How can you help this relationship, or how can you help their career? One of my friends who works in the financial sector tells me about how it's not so easy, I mean. But then she says that she has learned that anything she's interested in, she's going to make time for it. So how can you interest this person? How do you get their attention? That's something you actually need to think about. Yes, what they are working on, their goals are valid. Their dreams are valid. But you can also make them look in your direction. Think about it. It's possible. Lastly, navigating this thing is very turbulent. This relationship waters, you see, it's not the easiest. It's not funny at all. And a little illustration would be a sailor. When a sailor is on sea and the waters are turbulent, fear isn't going to do him any good, or screaming that, oh my God, are the winds back again? No, the sailor has to be bold. He has to be brave. He has to be confident and competent enough to navigate those turbulent waters. Now, whether you're a guy or a lady, you're going to meet people with different social constructs. You're going to meet people who are different species in their lives. However, one thing that would give you a head start is being irresistible, working towards that. You have to be that person who, when you're in the room and you see a thing, or you're telling someone as a guy or a lady, oh, I'm interested in you. I mean, after you've built some form of relationship or some form of friendship in any sort, you have to be the person that even if this person is saying no to you, they're going to think about it twice, that this person is so good. This person, I've seen their impute, and oh my God, I cannot imagine what my life will be with this person. Now, does that happen in all scenarios? Not really. But then you have to work on yourself so well that you're literally irresistible. It's something to do. And you have to be that lady that, I mean, you are a catch. Anyone who has you, like anyone who is privileged to be with you, knows what they are getting. As a guy, you have to be that person who, when you are making your advances, when you're making your moves, well, the person might see you coming and be like, okay, I see what you're doing. And in spite of it all, they have to think about it. You should be that person that someone just sees, no, I beg you, why? I'm not interested. No. Be irresistible. Work on yourself. Carry yourself well. be competent, have good social skills, and know how to communicate with what you have over the 5 loaves and 2 fishes that you have, ensure that it will be enough to make a statement. Yes, that's my advice to you, and I hope it will be enough to help you navigate this turbulent waters called the dating seas, or the dating complex. This is my candid opinion on this topic, and I've said it with my chest. If you don't like it, come and beat me, as if you fire me anyways. I'm joking. I've said this in love, and I hope you've also received this in love. Might be difficult to chew on at the beginning, but don't worry, you'll be able to chew on it, and you'll be able to digest. Try it. This is the Candid Opinions podcast once again, where I've said it with my chest, and your one responsibility is to receive it with your chest.